Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Parental discretion is advised. Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
By the way, quick update for all of you. Listen, last week, the computer in the building that records all of our show
shut
audio,
down. It didn't work.
Yeah, it shut down on us. So if you're wondering why there wasn't a new War of the Roses up on the podcast page last week, that's why. But we got it fixed, so hopefully we'll have everything up from this week. So all I can tell you is listen live. That's the best way to catch War of the Roses. All right. We got Lisa joining us this morning. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi.
So who would you like us to put to the test today?
My boyfriend, Ethan.
Okay, and this all started because of something you found in his bathroom, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so what exactly did you find in Ethan's bathroom other than it wasn't clean enough because he's a boy?
All right, so I have stayed over at his apartment a bunch of times, but I never actually used his shower before. And last week, for the first time, I did, and there was a bottle of women's shampoo in there.
Okay, okay. What kind was it? I mean, are you sure it was women's?
Yeah, it definitely was. It was Pantene. Definitely a woman's Pantene shampoo.
Okay. Any chance maybe he just didn't know it was a woman's shampoo? Or maybe he just likes the way it makes his hair smell?
Well, I asked him about it when I got out of the shower. I was like, so, you have a bottle of women's shampoo? And he goes, yeah, it's my sister's.
That's his sister's. Okay, does his sister live with him?
No, she doesn't even live in Virginia. She lives in Tennessee.
Oh, okay. So maybe when she comes to visit, he has her favorite shampoo ready for her when she stays over?
But, like, she never comes over. She maybe visits, like, once a year. So I don't understand why you're keeping a bottle of shampoo in your shower for someone who comes once a year. Why not, like, put it away somewhere, like in a cabinet?
Well, Lisa, I think you're seriously underestimating just how lazy we guys are. I would have left it in there. Or maybe you put it on in case you wanted to use it.
No, I don't think that's it. Because when I asked him about it, he looked all surprised. And just the whole sister excuse, it sounded made up.
Okay, okay. So well, why don't we put him to the test then? We'll just be sure there's nobody else going in that shower besides him and you, okay?
Please. I'm having a really hard time believing that it was his sister, and it's kind of bothering me.
Okay. Well, listen, we'll put Ethan to the test. What we're going to do is we're going to offer him a dozen roses that he can send to anyone he wants. You'll get to hear who he chooses and what he puts on the card, okay?
All right.
Okay, before we get started, I have to ask, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes.
Okay.
Dialing at random.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. I'm calling to speak with Ethan, please.
This is Ethan.
Oh, good morning, Ethan. My name is Tim, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. So the reason I was calling you today was to let you know that we started a new promotion this year where every month we draw names of random Visa users, and then we reward those people with a little prize. It's kind of like our way to say thanks for using Visa. Anyways, this month you were one of our winners, so congratulations.
Oh, okay.
So if you have a quick minute or two, I can tell you about the prize you won.
Okay, yeah, I have a minute. Go ahead.
So this month's prize is actually flowers, and every winner gets a beautiful bouquet of red roses. So the reason I was calling is because a lot of our male winners didn't really want flowers. But they did ask us if we can send them to their wives or girlfriends instead. So I was calling to ask if you wanted us to do that with your flowers, or do you want us to just send them directly to you instead?
Hang on. I know what this is. This is that Battle of the Roses thing, right?
I'm sorry?
It's like that Battle of the Roses thing, right? Isn't it? Like where you call me and then my girlfriend finds out if I'm going to send her roses, and then she jumps on the phone and starts yelling. And
Ethan, do you mean War of the Roses?
Yes, War of the Roses.
Yes.
That's what this is, right?
Yes, actually, Ethan, yes, that's exactly what this is.
Yes, I knew it. So wait, my girlfriend called you?
Actually, why don't you tell me who you think called us?
Okay, no, it's got to be my girlfriend, Lisa. Got to be.
Okay.
Can we mess with her? Let's mess with her. Put her on, and then, like, I'll make up a name of somebody, like, that she knows, like, and then she'll, like, maybe we could, like reverse it, and, like, she'll wig out, and I'll send the flowers to, like, her sister or something, or her roommate would be good.
Okay, so you've heard us do this before, then?
Yes, but I want to, like, mess with her somehow, if we could do that.
Well, I mean, we can't really do that, because she's sort of listening right now. I'm kind of surprised you didn't know that.
Why
are you going to mention me? You're such a jerk. I'm seriously worried.
Yeah, and there's Lisa right there. So, Ethan, all kidding aside, if things were normal, you would have picked Lisa? Like, if you didn't know it was us?
I mean, you know, I don't know. Her roommate's pretty hot, so I might have picked the roommate.
Oh, God, stop it.
I'm kidding, Lisa. You're my girlfriend. Who was I going to pick?
Okay, well, I think she wasn't sure who you would pick because she said she found that bottle of women's shampoo in your shower and she didn't know whose it was.
Oh, God. That was my sister's shampoo. I told you that.
Yeah, but your sister hasn't visited you since, like, Christmas, and you're telling me that you just leave her shampoo in your shower for 6 months? I don't get it.
I mean, yeah, I kind of... It smells really good. I like the way it smells. It moisturizes my hair. My scalp is dry. Like, it's good shampoo.
Let me try to break this down the way I'm assuming it happened. So, Ethan, you got in your shower one day and remembered way too late that you were out of shampoo. So you saw your sisters and thought, hey, shampoo is shampoo, right? And then you actually used it, and your mind was blown. Am I basically right?
I mean, yeah, I still use my own shampoo, but, like, every once in a while I use that one, too, because,
You know, listen, as long as you're using something, we're not judging you, Ethan. Okay, so, Lisa, do you feel better now after hearing that?
I mean, I guess so. I still think it's messed up that you were going to say the wrong name to mess with me, though.
If it makes you feel any better, Lisa, I believe him. But at the same time, I definitely wouldn't leave him alone with your roommate, either.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.